From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 3rd.
Theo here.
July 3rd, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it. First, from our own news.
Take-Two signs US $600 million iDrug discovery deal with InSilico. Take-Two has entered a strategic collaboration with Hong Kong-based InSilico Medicine to use AI in early-stage drug discovery across the Japanese pharmaceutical company's therapeutic areas. The companies did not disclose which therapeutic areas or disease targets will be covered under the collaboration.
The agreement gives Take-Two access to InSilico's Pharma.ai platform, which supports biological target identification, molecular design, and clinical trial prediction.
The companies said the collaboration will focus on identifying drug candidates that meet predefined scientific and early development criteria. InSilico will lead their AI-driven discovery work, while Take-Two will take responsibility for advancing selected candidates through clinical development. Take-Two will receive exclusive worldwide rights to develop, manufacture, and commercialize novel therapeutics selected through the collaboration. InSilico said the deal includes about US $60 million in project initiation fees, near-term payments, and milestones. The total value could reach about US $600 million if preclinical,
clinical,
commercial, and sales milestones are achieved.
Additional payments are tied to preclinical, clinical, commercial, and sales milestones.
InSilico is also eligible to receive tiered royalties on future sales. InSilico founder and CEO Alex Javoronkov said proceeds from the deal will support early-stage research and development under the collaboration program.
Javoronkov also said later-stage timelines will depend on Take-Two's clinical development activities and the coordinated work of both companies. The Pharma.ai suite includes tools used for target discovery, molecule generation, and clinical development prediction. Published descriptions of the platform identify Panda Omics for target discovery, Chemistry 42 for de novo small molecule generation, and InClinico for forecasting clinical trial transition probability.
InSilico has also advanced its own AI-generated drug candidate into clinical testing. Rentosertib, formerly known as ISN001-055 or INS018055, is a small molecule TNIC inhibitor for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis that was evaluated in a Phase 2a randomized clinical trial. Chris Arendt, Chief Scientific Officer and Head of Research at Take-Two, said the agreement combines Take-Two's disease biology work with InSilico's AI-enabled discovery capabilities. He said Take-Two is also integrating automation, robotics, and generative AI into its discovery work.
The InSilico agreement follows another AI drug discovery deal by Take-Two earlier this year.
In February, Take-Two entered a multi-year collaboration with Iambic worth more than $7.7 billion to use AI in the design of small molecule drugs for cancer and gastrointestinal diseases. Iambic's platform includes neural plexer, an AI model used to predict how drug molecules bind to proteins. Chinese drug makers signed 157 out-licensing deals worth $735.7 billion in 2025, according to data cited by the South China Morning Post from China's National Medical Products Administration. In a Take-Two InSilico agreement, Take-Two receives exclusive worldwide rights to candidates discovered through InSilico's platform.
InSilico said it has signed collaboration agreements with a combined potential value of more than US $7 billion since the start of the year.
Last month, InSilico announced a collaboration with South Korea's SK Biopharmaceuticals focused on neuroimmune disorders. That agreement includes up to US $18 million in upfront and near-term milestone payments with a total potential value of more than US $12.5 billion.
In March, Eli Lilly expanded its collaboration with InSilico in an AI-powered drug discovery deal worth up to US $12.75 billion. The agreement gave Lilly exclusive worldwide rights to develop, manufacture, and commercialize certain oral treatments then in preclinical development. InSilico's Hong Kong-listed shares rose 13.5% after the Take-Two agreement was announced.
Photo by Serkan Yildiz. Also, NVIDIA BioNeMo accelerates.
Anthropic called
Science Want to learn more about
AI
and big data from industry leaders.
Check out AI and Big Data Expo taking place in Amsterdam, California, and London. The comprehensive event is part of TechX and is co-located with other leading technology events including the Cybersecurity and Cloud Expo.
Click here for more information. AI News is powered by TechForge Media. Explore other upcoming enterprise technology events and webinars here.
The post Take-Two signs US $600 million AI drug discovery deal with InSilico appeared first on AI News.
Next, second from the Decoder.
Chinese AI video maker Kling raises $2 billion as it gears up for Hong Kong IPO.
Qishu has raised about $2 billion from investors for its AI video division Kling.
The article Chinese AI video maker Kling raises $2 billion as it gears up for Hong Kong IPO appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next, third from the Decoder. Tesla caps employer AI spending at $200 per week. Tesla caps employer AI spending at $200 per week, according to an internal memo reported by The Information.
The article Tesla caps employer AI spending at $200 per week appeared first on the Decoder.
And then, fourth from the Decoder. Meta's AI agent push is moving slower than Zuckerberg planned.
Mark Zuckerberg admitted to weaknesses in the company's restructuring during an internal town hall.
The AI agents Meta reorganized around are progressing slower than planned, Zuckerberg said. His AI chief, meanwhile, painted a rosier picture. The article Meta's AI agent push is moving slower than Zuckerberg planned, appeared first on the Decoder. Next, fifth from the Decoder, GPT and Claude failed Bridgewater's finance tests because the right answers were never public. The hedge fund Bridgewater and Thinking Machines Lab report that a finely tuned open weight model outperforms the most powerful AI models in the evaluation of financial documents at a fraction of the cost. The figures come from their own analysis. The article GPT and Claude failed Bridgewater's finance tests because the right answers were never public appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next,
sixth from Towards Data Science. The untaught lessons of RAG retrieval, cosine is not the foundation. Enterprise Document Intelligence Vol.1-7-6 positions on the retrieval brick that contradict the cosine first reflex of mainstream. RAG the postier and taught lessons of RAG retrieval, cosine is not the foundation, appeared first on Towards Data Science.
And then, seventh from the Decoder.
Microsoft launches $2.5 billion frontier company to embed 6,000 AI engineers inside enterprise clients.
Microsoft's new frontier company isn't just a budget line, it's a structural shift. They are moving $2.5 billion into a dedicated unit that will station 6,000 engineers right inside the IT shops of their biggest customers.
The idea is to weave AI into the day-to-day workflows, not to hand out sandbox tools and hope something sticks.
What's different under the hood is the focus on measurable ROI. Instead of selling a model and letting each client figure out the integration, frontier engineers will co-design solutions, track the impact, and iterate in lockstep with the business.
It's a hands-on, service-first approach that sidesteps the usual platform-centric playbook.
By positioning themselves as a neutral partner rather than a model owner like OpenAI or Anthropic, Microsoft hopes the engineers become the glue that ties AI to real-world outcomes. If the numbers hold up, the real win will be the steady, embedded expertise rather than a flash of hype. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.